Good morning and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming at you live from Team Rogers Command Central, the entertainment room. I'm looking forward to, in the next few weeks, of actually moving to my portable audio studio, which is my new and improved truck, the Baja Canyon. So excited. I get to drive with heat. It's such a novel concept. I haven't had heat in what I used to drive called the House of Mouse. I stopped counting. We live in the country, and I stopped counting at 40 mice that I had caught inside the cab. So I finally upgraded. I bit the bullet. No, is that the right phrase? Anyways, I put a white Toyota Tacoma with a white canopy on a life cycle a few years ago, and that finally came to fruition. Not a Tacoma, but a GMC Canyon. I bought it from a group of Mexicans, or I should say a Mexican family, and all of the gauges and all of the scripts inside the cab are all in Spanish, and so I'm learning Spanish as I drive now. It's quite a fun experience. And don't tell me how I can convert it back to English, because I don't want to. I still don't know what certain words are, and I'm working on that. But so we don't digress anymore. I just wanted to greet everybody. It is the middle of March. Spring is almost upon us. Spring break is commencing in different parts of North America for a lot of school children and colleges. And on that note, I couldn't think of a better person, being that he's married to a former educator, Al Thornton. Al, your background is in design and marketing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. You hesitated.
They call it marketing now, but it's basically advertising.
Advertising. Okay.
Creatively, yeah.
And some would say that you have used that to give you the upper hand in building your NECAN business, and I would say, I disagree wholeheartedly, because having spent time with you guys and watched you and Sandra in action, I would be quick to say that no, it's not so much the background and how to market or how to design or, you know, public relations or anything like that. You guys just love people. It oozes from your pores. You like to have fun. You like to have a good time. And when people get around you, they want to know and they want to be a part of whatever it is you're doing. But for the record, for people who've never heard the Al and Sandra story, go back a few years to when you guys were introduced to NECAN. Give us just a nutshell story, and then let's delve into the topic of autoship and consumables and why that's so wonderful. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about, you know, why did you guys choose NECAN?
We saw a flyer, and it had a meeting scheduled at a gym where Barbara Satterwhite was having, and it was for the bone, just on the bone. And so we were interested in just seeing that. And so we went there, and there was nobody there. And so we went there, and just one lady there, and so we walked up to her and said, we came here for the bone session. And she said, sure, okay. And so Barbara explained all the bone material to us. And so then she asked us, you know, well, who has bone issues? And we told her, we don't have bone issues. And she said, well, why are you here? And we just said, we want to know more about bones so we don't get bone issues. So that's how it all started, and then she invited us to other sessions at her home, and we started liking the products, we started using the products, and they started working for us, and we enjoyed it. Then we started having fun, and then we saw how you could make a little money, and then we found out you could make a little more money, and so that's how it all began, and we were having so much fun with it, we just went on the whole route and just let it be our business. And Sandra was at the time where she was thinking about retiring. And so it just fit right into, you know, our timing for doing that together. And we work together, we play together, we do everything together, and we play off of each other and stuff. So this is my first time solo. So we just want to see what happens here and go for that.
Well, I consider you a brother from a different mother, so we'll see if we can jive at least even a fraction of the way that you and Sandra roll, because I have had the opportunity to see what you two bring to the table. And you definitely, as you said, you play off of each other, and it's more of a comedy session than it is a educationary thing, but you definitely have fun. And I think that's the most important thing, because 91% of people, and so many of you have heard me quote Ben Woodward on this statistic, because I was totally unfamiliar with it 2.5 years ago, 91% of people get introduced to Nikan just exactly like the way you and Sandra did. And that was, somebody asked the question, hey, does anybody have bone issues? Or does anybody, you know, are you open to improving and living a life of active wellness? And I think most people, unless they're, you know, destined and want to go schedule their own funeral, I think most people want to learn how to improve their lifestyle so they can have fun. I mean, why not?
And everyone that comes to our home, we haven't had one person leave that didn't have a smile on their face. We don't even have to ask them how they feel or whatever. They have a big smile on their face. They leave with a smile. And so we know that they were happy, and they said, I'm so glad I came. Some women bring their husbands here, and they come here all grouchy, and I don't feel like listening to no lecture, and they just have a ball, and they just say, I'm so glad I came. And it's all fun. It's all fun. Some people come here and say, I only have a half an hour, I only have a half an hour. I'm only going to stay here. I'm telling you, I'm going to leave in a half an hour. And we say, okay, that's fine with us. You know, they end up staying 2 hours. I mean, we just have fun.
I remember years ago, a gentleman who was a professional speaker and presenter and really, really gifted in the art of communication, he said before he came, on his wedding day, he and his wife, they went to the Justice of the Peace, and their honeymoon wasn't scheduled for a few days later, and they said, well, why not? We made a big decision today and tied the knot, and why don't we come hear Dennis Williams speak? But he said before he came that, hey, you know, at 60 minutes in a lecture, that's all the fun. You know, after that, it's just all downhill from there. And at the time, Dennis was doing an 80-minute presentation on Nikan. And afterwards, I went up to him and I said, hey, Mark, you survived. You made it to 80 minutes, and you told us 60 minutes is all you had. And he said, you know, I forgot at what point I was supposed to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
I was so engaged and having so much fun and learning about these technologies and these products and these solutions. I forgot that at 60 minutes I was supposed to tap out. And that's definitely how you and Sandra present.
Right.
Let's talk about, Al, this concept, because I remember a couple years ago when Nikan had a promotion, and I really want to gear up, because what I'm looking at notes that I can't share with anybody until April 1st, some specifics, but what Nikan is about to unveil in what's called the Everyday Organic-Based Weight Management Program. And I'm looking at an email that was sent to all the consultants on March 9th, that was two Thursdays ago, and basically, if I think we read between the lines here, Nikan's continuing to pursue organic-based products, you know, no artificial enhancers, chemical additives, which are common to anything else that's out on the market. I just noticed, and I circled to make myself a note, Costco's got on sale a vegan-based protein shake, and I want to go see what the price is, even on sale, to compare it to what Nikan has. And I'm not telling you anything that you can't read into this, because some of you are saying, well, we don't know what the five products are, but I think we can automatically all agree that if it says everyday organic-based weight management, that the vital balance will be included. I think that's Al, is that a given? I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so you read it the same way. So I remember back a few years ago when Nikan introduced an enhancement. It was a one-year contest or one-year incentive called Two for the Win. And the focus was gathering customers or consultants. I think it was actually consultants. And you guys did really well on that. And it was at least two a month. And every time you got two, and we don't need to go into all the details of what the great perks were, but one of the spinoffs or one of the perks were 200 Nikken reward dollars.
Yeah.
And you guys did okay on that incentive, didn't you?
Yeah, we did good.
Yeah, you did good. Do you remember what the total amount was in Nikken reward dollars that you earned during that 12-month period?
I don't know. I'm guessing at 3,000, but I'm just guessing at that. I think
okay.
I remember hearing that one time or something like that.
Something like 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to throw that out there before we even start this little conversation, because I want people to understand the value of when we introduce people to Nikken, the importance of water and nutrients. If we can start from the inside out. Dr. Moskos, years ago, I'm mispronouncing his name and I apologize, but years ago he said we can get far better results with these Nikken wonderful solutions. Sleep, water, air, and nutrients, every day, you know, daytime energy stuff. Far better results if we start with the water and the nutrients. And because most people were nutrient deprived because of the over-farming, of our soil. We're not drinking enough water. I only know two people, our oldest daughter and my younger brother, Nick, who are hydrated. Those are the only two people I know. And they drink water like a fish. And that being the case, you guys set an example, and I think it was $3,000 in Nikken product that you earned. And $3,000 worth of Nikken products today, at our prices today, that will pretty well set you up for a nice wellness home.
Yeah.
And there's a six-month expiration on those, and I know you guys, you added to your wellness home, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I remember Sandra saying one day, she said, I love to go shopping at somebody else's expense.
Yeah. She's having a good time.
And because I don't know, how did give us some examples? How did you attract so many people to AutoShip?
AutoShip. Well, in the beginning, we used to tell all our customers to try it at least for 3 months, and go from there. And trying to get someone on AutoShip is not the easiest thing to do, but we explain all the things to them. As to how we can change it and change the date and whatever like that. And because, see, they haven't tried the product yet. So when they try the product, just like one gentleman tried the product and he had lost a lot of weight. His doctor told him to gain weight. We gave him the KBB and he gained weight. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him how he gained so much weight. And so we were trying to get him on AutoShip. Well, he's still kind of going along. Everybody has a different different way, a different attitude of perceiving it. And so we're working with him to get on AutoShip. And you lead them where they are. And another gentleman in D.C., we tried to get him on AutoShip, and I know it was a money problem, but we found out he has a lot of AutoShips, and he had drew the line, and so therefore he didn't want to go with the AutoShip. But he did try the product, and the product did work for him. So what happens is you find people that have different, and you have to gear yourself toward it, toward where they are and where you want to go. And everyone has a different reason. And I don't like to persuade or tell a person what to do. I want them to be the one to do that so they won't say I talked them into it. But, you know, once you get a reason, such as they lost weight and so forth. That's the indication that it's working for them. Like the man that gained weight, he said, this stuff works. Then there are other people that lose weight. And what we have found out is the key thing is now, I don't know if you're going to like this or not, though, but you got to spend more attention with your clients. You got to call them up. You got to just go by and check on them. Because what we're finding out is people start and then they kind of waver or don't do a life or different things come about and challenges and they kind of put it on the back burner. But when you check on them, that puts them back in line. And, I mean, one guy, Sanders, it was late. I said, Sanders, too late to go by there. She said, yeah, let's go by there and see him. Go by there and see him. And Ben is a nice guy and everything. And then we go in there, Ben is sitting down, looking at TV, and we go like, Ben, you sitting on your seat? No, where's your seat, Ben? In the car. In the car? Ben, you need to sit on it. Get it, Ben. Ben gets the seat. Sit on it. 10 minutes later, we ask Ben, does your back feel better? Oh, yeah, it feels real good now. I said, yeah, you got to, these things work if you use them. Ben, where's your KBB? Are you taking your KBB? Yeah. Let me see your container, Ben. Now, Ben should be empty almost. And Sandra held the thing, she said, and she looked at me like, it's still half full. So that means he's not taking it, or he's doing something else. And Ben, I thought you said you're taking it. He said, I'm taking it. He's using one scoop. Ben, you got issues. You need two scoops, Ben. So you really have to follow up with people. You have to check on them and just go from there. And then different people to us, I mean, a lot of people are just know-it-alls. I mean, it's amazing. Some people, when they see us coming, they just think Negan. I don't know why, but then we've even had a person send us an email saying, could you all just talk about something else besides Negan? And the thing is, we don't talk about Negan. We just show up, and then people start asking us about Negan, and then we talk about Negan.
Yeah, so
they come in on the conversation, we're talking about Negan, and they just think we just come there and talk about Negan all the time. It's not us. We visit some people, and Sandra and I be in the car, we say, don't mention nothing about Negan. Don't mention nothing about Negan, okay? Don't you mention nothing about Negan. And we walk in the door, and then they ask us questions about Negan, so we're talking about Negan.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing. And one time we walked in, and the person said, anything I want to know, I go to the Internet. We said, okay. Anything you want to know, go to the Internet. So that told us right there, you know, don't talk about Negan. So we didn't. And then they come over to our house, and then they went from Rome to Rome to Rome, and they saw these white things. And they say, well, what's that, you know? And so, dog, now we got to bring up Negan, you know? So, because that's the air filter. And so, Sandra was cool. Sandra didn't say anything. She didn't bring up the word Negan. She just said, that's air. And then she said, come on outside and take three deep breaths. And she took three deep breaths. Sandra did the arm test. Her arm went down. Then she said, okay, take three deep breaths in the air filter. She didn't say Negan now. She just said the air filter. Because we keep in mind, we talk about Negan all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she took three, and then she was strong. And so she said, oh, wow, that was really good. And she said, oh, I feel better because I got this stuff going on and with me and everything. And she said, do you think that would help me? And we said, yeah. She said, well, we will let you take the Negan air filter home for a week and just see how it goes. She called us the next day. It's cleared up. I want one. How much is it? Then she called us the next day and said, oh, I think I want two of them. I mean, you know, so here's a person that's leery in the beginning and you work your way around it. And, you know, you slowly want to get them on some more products to get to that auto ship, you know, because everyone is selling auto ships. And a client in Washington, this guy, we went there, and they got a lovely home. And he didn't want the auto ship. And I couldn't understand it because I said, you know, hey, you know, why not, you know? Because keep in mind, check this out. The house across the street he was telling us about was for sale. And, oh, okay. And that's $20 million. Okay. Your house is much, much smaller, but at the same time, man, for this neighborhood, you know, that's no problem. But what I found out was that he has a lot of orderships. He said everything I call up and get, I end up on ownership, and so I'm true to the line, and so that's it. So it depends on where people are, but the most important thing I think of is keep in touch with your people and call them. I mean, one lady had issues. It was amazing. I mean, Sandra, we had been trying to get her for 6 months and just forgot about her. We had a lunch, and Sandra just out of the blue said, well, let me just call her and tell her. And she called her, and she came. She came, and we got to the point where she was signing up as a customer. And then something happened. I don't know, because we had technical problems there, and things happened, and we couldn't do it. So, okay. So Santa called her the next day, left her a message, never heard from her. So Santa called the next day. Didn't get her. Left her a message, didn't hear from her. So Sandra called the next day. Same thing. Didn't hear from her. So, you know, you go, well, okay. Sandra called the next day. Didn't hear from her. Well, Sandra called the next day. Still didn't hear nothing. Then she called at night. And they talked, and they, you know, she told them whatever and whatever. The lady put in $1,100 of an order. Now, suppose we had forgotten about her and just stop somewhere in that week. Mm-hmm. But you got to be consistent. You got to follow up. And you got to put up with people's stuff sometimes because they have issues and challenges and things. And you know, Sandra compliments everybody. You know, always giving a compliment to you and everything. And, you know, it's amazing. And people like that. You know, when you do that, they feel comfortable for you. They feel like they can trust you. In fact, that girl even told us, she said, I really trust you. And when people trust you, they'll kind of follow what you say a little more easily. And that's a funny one, though, but Sandra always compliment people, and but you learn from these things, because it was a person, and Sandra was talking to me and everything, and Sandra, you know how Sandra's compliment, she said, oh, no, well, she didn't say oh, but she just said, oh, your hair looks so nice, you know, I kind of look, and, because I'm thinking, I'm going like, that looked nice. I mean, didn't look like she combed it. I'm going like, and the girl was just smiling because she was so happy she got a compliment, you know, and I kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to say the wrong thing, you know.
You thought Sandra was having eye trouble, right?
And the hair looked like she just kind of petted it this morning, and that was it, you know. And I said, you need a comb and a brush there, but, you know. But if you could have seen the girl light up over that, because, I mean, she had issues and this and that and other, and somebody's giving her a nice compliment, and, oh, it just made her feel so much better. And Sandra explained, you have to deal with people where they are, and that's where she was. And she's not getting compliments or anything where she is. And it was just a relief to talk to somebody that he just gave you a compliment, even though, well, I mean, it was from my point of view. I didn't think, you know, it was a compliment. I mean, I just think she could have done a little better, but at the same time, she didn't even see that. And maybe it's something I didn't see in that. But, you know, those compliments to people really pay off. You know, oh, you got a nice shirt on. I like that. Or that tie is really wonderful. Or you know, just something. And people, you'd be surprised how people just get attached to that. And then when you ask them things, you know, they have a tendency to just go ahead and say, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And what I hear you saying loud and clear, Al, is, you know, my first question is, how do we introduce people to autoship? How do we get them on autoship? I think it's those six magic words that, you know, sales 101 is six words. Follow up, follow up, follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's it. And that's almost to the point of being a pest. And how many of us have left messages, or we sent texts, or we sent emails, and there's no reciprocation back, and we don't know what situation or what's the environment There could be a lot of different factors, but you know, why does somebody drop off of AutoShip? Why do they call in a panic and want to cancel it? And I think Sandra presented a really, really good valid point or example at the Salt Lake event a few weeks ago when she said we owe it to our customers to call them, and especially if they have an existing AutoShip, and say, you know, a few days prior to it cycling through, or a week is better, saying, hey, if we heard you and understood you correctly, when you enrolled in this, you wanted it for this, this, and this. Are you still wanting it? Because it's going to come through, and you're still going to, and we need to sell them the sizzle, you know, the features, the advantages, and the benefits. Hey, you're still going to be saving the 25%. I mean, I look at it, and I got a call from a customer last night, and I first thing on my agenda after I feed Addie and I breakfast this morning is to call her back, because they were like this friend of yours in Washington. No AutoShips. We cut it off. No, and very hostile. And I said, well, look at the things you guys want. All those are available in AutoShip. You're going to save yourself $22 just on the canister of the Vital Balance alone. Well, no, we want to ease ourselves. We don't want to be committed to anything, and that costs a membership fee. No, it doesn't. It's absolutely free, and I even told her, listen, Diane, I'm making less money off of this when you take advantage of this AutoShip program. She said, what? I said, yeah, that's just the commitment we have to our customers. We want to get you the biggest bang for your buck, and it costs us a little, but that's okay. I don't mind, and I don't mind telling people up front that, hey, we don't make as much money off of it because of the restructured pricing and all, but I want to take care of you. So just on it, and she's got a canister of Vital Balance and a MagFlex. Here's a couple that are so frugal. I wouldn't call them tight or cheap. They're just very frugal. She's been using a MagFlex that she bought 20 years ago. It's cracked and in pieces. She is now super glued or contact cement. I'm not sure how she got it to stick. But she stuck the pieces to a chunk of leather, and that's what holds it together. And her husband asked me on Thursday, he said, now, will this new flex, if we're going to invest in this new flex, I said, now, Chris, you remember, your wife originally paid $90 for that original one. This one's going to be $50. He says, well, I'm kind of concerned. Is it going to crack and fall apart? Like I said, Chris, it's not going to crack and fall apart. We've had this for 4 or 5 years, and I haven't heard one person say that, oh, my MagFlex, I use it on my back, and it cracked and fell apart, and it's no good. He says, well, plastic has a tendency over time. I said, well, yeah, I suppose if you leave it out in the sun, and then you drive over it with your car or something, I guess you could crack it. I said, I haven't heard of anybody cracking it. I said, that's why they call it a MagFlex. And so we went back and forth, but I got a message from her last night. She tried to get her AutoShip order placed for the canister of Vital Balance and the MagFlex, and she said it wasn't going through. So I get to follow up with her today and find out what you know, and just walk her through it. And we'll walk her through. Her in front of her computer, me in front of ours, me logged into their ID number, and I'm just going to, you know, go through the little steps, and we're going to walk through it to make sure they know how to drive this thing called AutoShip. Because when people see how fun and how simple it is, I think they're going to go for it. Al, I want to switch gears in the few minutes we have remaining, because I want to be respectful of your time and those who are listening right now. We've got this promotion coming, okay? And so if anybody's listening to this 3 weeks from now, you're going to say, whoa, what promotion? Oh, yeah, that's already launched. This is a three-month promotion that we're going to have. And if we hit the ground running on April 1st, it'll be announced and discussed on the kickoff call on April 3rd, but it should be on the website live on the 1st. And if it's not, well, wait a few days and it'll be there. Because I'm looking at the rest of the email. They're wanting people to sign up to be launch hosts, which don't be afraid of that, folks. You could register to be a launch host. I think that would probably entail us investing in this pack, this I want to get the title right again here, Everyday Organic-Based Weight Management. That right there, everyday use, that tells me I can use it every day. Organic-based, that's huge. that separates us out from the rest of the folks. Weight management means this isn't just about weight loss or weight gain. This is about weight management. Help to normalize. I think that's a key word I learned from Stephen B. Stevens years ago. Our solutions help normalize. Al, my question to you would be, because I'm looking at the numbers, just rough numbers, this pack with our current prices right now, and again, I don't know if it's how it's going to be deeply discounted for AutoShip. The whole focus is AutoShip, by the way. We've got five items that are in the bundle. I can't tell you what they are, but I can tell you, I think, now Jeff doesn't say in his email here that it is five things, but we know...
Yeah. It's in a bundle.
It's in a bundle. It's just like you bundle your benefits for your cell phone, you bundle your benefits with your cable provider. It's in a bundle, so that saves us. You go to Costco and you buy bigger, a bundle of items. There's always savings most of the time. Not always, but most of the time. But this bundle, just the auto ship, and again, these are rough prices. And again, please don't quote me on this because the prices could change based on the fact that this email says that there's going to be something newer in it. So I don't know what the price of this newer things or items. Could be one, could be two, I don't know. But it's definitely with the existing prices of the five items that I'm seeing, or something similar in our product offering, it's a $66 savings. The retail customer price is $260 plus, and it drops down to less than $200. On AutoShip. So again, that's a huge savings right up front. And what would you say, Al, to somebody who says, yeah, I've tried everything as far as weight management. And again, there are people that need to gain weight. How would you sell something? And again, you don't know what's in it, but we will in a couple of weeks. How would you introduce that to somebody who comes to you, and they've stated, because you agreed not to talk about Nikan when you walked in the front door, but they said, you know, I'm frustrated. I've been carrying this extra 40 pounds for years, and I'm really, really frustrated. Does Nikan have anything that can help me?
Well, in that case, if we have this package, that's the end if they come to us like that. And they need help and whatever we have, that's the answer for them that you can present to them. And but going out and asking, I see that's a little trickier to me. But
Well, I mean, could you phrase the question like you said, going out and asking? Is it okay, especially, here's another ace up our sleeve. We're coming into April, we're coming into spring. So we're at that stage in our culture today that all the gyms, all the workout facilities, all the yoga studios, they're all clean empty now. Okay, because all those resolutionists, those people who made a New Year's resolution, they've already dropped off. They've already gotten frustrated. They've given it up and said, you know, it just doesn't work for me. I'll try again next year. 2018 will be better than 2017. And they're already frustrated. Is it too bold? Would you?
Yeah, I would go that route. We had a guy just yesterday. And the thing is, when people get older and start beginning to have an issue, that's when they get concerned. Because people don't really pay it too much attention or take it seriously. If they don't have an issue or if something isn't developing. Once something is developing, that's when you really paying attention and you are hungry for something to, you know, alleviate whatever you have going on. So for that person that's going through an issue or present an issue, I think that's a winner, you know. And it's in a bundle to cover many areas, you know.
And again, I'm looking at, I always kind of gravitate towards the price. What's the financial commitment that I need to outlay to make this happen? And I'm looking at what's in it and what it's going to deliver for me as far as all the benefits in this bundle. And again, what I'm looking at, the five products, they could change. This was shared with the members of Team Kaizen a few weeks ago, and I got excited. And I started kind of laying some foundation for people and saying, hey, and I think if we can keep, put all our cards on the table and be honest, what we do in the next 2 weeks is going to determine the next 3 months. Because if we take a step back and say, well, Vance, I can't go tell people about what I don't know. Yeah, you can. You know, yeah, we can. I mean, we don't know if we're a Black Friday shopper. We don't know everything that Walmart or Best Buy or whatever store we're walking into. We don't know about all the offers. We know probably a couple of them. But when we get in there, all of a sudden, our perception or the perceived need could change. And Marty Jeffries has taught me that, you know, people buy because of a perceived need. People invest. And if we can market to all of our contacts, any of our nutritional contacts of people that are concerned about living active wellness, and going back to that 91% of us that get introduced to Meekin because of a product need or we want to have an experience.
Okay, kind of the way I see it, we're kind of paving the way with this emphasis on organic. And the point is, when does this wave hit where everybody really get it about organic? And I think it's slowly happening. We have quite a few stores that are going organic. And people think it's costly for organic. I don't. I think if you cut out the trash and everything, it'll balance out.
Well, I look at what our family spends on groceries. Now, again, we're part of a food recovery program in our community, so it's really, really inexpensive to shop there. And most of what's available is organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's from these high-end stores that the shelf life isn't as long, so they've got to turn it over, and it gets put, you know, out for us. But even that, I learned a long time ago from my mom, dear old mom, what costs more, a pound of apples or a pound of potato chips?
Right.
Oh, wait a second. Whoa, okay, well, but the potato chips taste better. Okay. Yeah, and what you eat a pound of potato chips, and what's the lasting result going to be?
Yeah.
Fatigue, weight gain, acne. I mean, I can go on and on just to look at what a teenager will gain, you know, from that. And I've got two teenagers in our home. So let's just be honest. And I think that's what you and Sandra are really keying in on with people. You're just being very honest with them. I mean, you might have to lie about the attire of their hair, or maybe their shirt's so ghastly that you wouldn't be caught dead wearing that. But again, so I think the main point here is that if we're honest and we listen to what people are presenting, we can come back and say, you know, Meekin has some solutions that they're going to introduce here, and they got this incentive with a 3-month, you know, run promotion. And this really could be a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why don't we take a look at it? And you're right on the cost of organics, because it really doesn't. Because when our bodies get the nutrients, it's like you go to a truck stop. Is that quantity or is it quality for that plate of food? Well, I think most of us would agree it's quantity. It's not so much the quality that we're getting. Oh, you feel full. Because that meal, what my brothers and I jokingly say, has a two-state rating. It'll get you across two state lines. You eat that truck stop meal. But the quality of that food is not very good. I haven't seen any truck stops advertise their prime rib special or their, you know, biscuits and gravy. I haven't seen the word organic listed in there. But I do know people who travel a lot, and they'll tell me, Vance, that KVB, it saved my life. That vital balance. I can drink that shake, and I can go 4, 5, 6 hours and still feel full and sustained, and my energy level is this. Or I'll combine it with the 10-4, you know, and that really gives me the energy that my body needs and my mental clarity, and I don't have the intestinal issues that I used to have. I don't feel bloated. And you eat a plate of biscuits and gravy, and I'm sorry for those of you who love biscuits and gravy. I don't, because if you want to break it down, that's really not much food. Okay, you got a biscuit. What's that? You know, and on and on and on. And Al, you mentioned also the fact that, you know, if it's organic-based, our bodies will respond favorably. And both you and Sandra are at your ideal weight. I mean, you guys look great. Your skin, you definitely don't look your age. And I'm just being honest.
No, but Sandra, yeah, everybody, we go through that all the time. Sandra, people just don't believe her age. I mean, really.
Yeah. No, I had a guy ask me the other day. He, you know, we were talking about different things. He said, well, he said, I'm 48, and I don't know if I could keep up with that schedule. And I looked right at him, and I said, how old do you think I am? And he looked right at me, and he said, and he was being honest. He said, 32? And I looked right at him, and I said, hey, brother, thank you for the flattery, but you and I have the same age.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same birth year. I'm 48 as well. And he went, what? No way. And I said, yes way. there might be something to water and nutrients. And,
yeah.
You know, this promotion is not going to address the water issue. That would be a nice supplement to, you know, go with it. I don't have any announcements. And, Al, if you're keen, why don't we, again, and I'm going to preface this, I'm going to open it up. Maybe we haven't answered a question that's going through your mind that would be applicable to the group on this topic of autoship. I don't want to talk about a shipping concern, okay? Or you know you think Nikan should. There, by the way, on that note, there I did ask Jeff Isom. I said, will we have some type of discounted shipping, you know, for this? And he said, we're looking into it. So, you know, what does that mean? I don't know. Could it mean free shipping? If people invest in this bundle, if they order it regularly, I don't know. We'll have to kind of wait and see. But if you've got a question on this topic, we got a few minutes left. Hit *6 on your phone line, and there could be a few of you on this topic about introducing people to autoship. Case scenario that you got a question for Al that. How do I do this, or what would you suggest on that? Hit *6 on your phone line, and then ask away. And hopefully, Al, they won't throw us any curveballs.
I just, getting back to your bungle, I just think by the excellence of the products, people will enter on the bundle deal because of the excellence on all of our products anyway. So that's a good plus right there, I think.
Let me ask you this question, Al. Do you ever talk about the 100% money-back guarantee on the nutritionals for autoship?
No.
No? You don't?
I don't.
So you
just, no reason.
You don't make a provision for failure right up front, then?
No.
Okay. Okay. And that's something I need to get out of the habit of, because I have in the past, because I see there's a hesitancy with some folks, but I see at the same time, if that provision for failure is not even introduced, people won't even think that way.
Right. Because I think, like I said before, if you get just a good relationship, I mean, people just kind of go like, you know, and you go from there, you know.
They trust you.
The thing is, they trust you.
Okay.
They trust you, you know.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I could tell you more stories on that, but, I mean, you know, it's really amazing. And we had one guy here one time, and we went through the presentation. We asked him, where was he between 1 and 5? He said, 5. Okay, so we continued. He asked some good questions, and, you know, you ask them and everything. So at the end, I asked him, well, where are you now? Between 1 and 10, where are you? He said, 2. And even his wife looked at him like, huh? And so, you know, that threw me. I mean, I was done. I mean, I was like, I don't know what else to do. And Sandra sat down beside him with a clipboard and started talking to him. And she just got bold. She said, you know, you said this, you like this, and you need this, and you need that. And he said, yeah. I said, okay. She said, where's your credit card? He said, in the car. He said, okay, I'll go get it. And he went and got it, and we wrote him up. And, you know, I mean, you know, so sometimes, you know, it's not a, You just don't know. And people are at different places, and some people are just searching and trying to make a decision. And sometimes Sancho can be bold with them, you know, especially at the end, you know. And we had another guy say, you know, some people at the point, they don't know what to do. And when they don't know what to do, you have to step in and close, you know. And so Sanders said, well, what, this is another guy now, said, what would you like to order? And she said, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, okay, well, let's start here and start there. And see, that's because, number one, I keep emphasizing that, he understood the presentation. And then after that, he trusts you. So he's willing to do whatever you say. So it's really, it's no push to say some things, and it also depends on their finances, you know, just how far they will go. And but that's how it is. I mean, the answer is trusting you, and then based on what they can do financially, you know, to me, that's it.
Yeah, and I like that concept of asking them, well, how do you want to pay for this? And not going right for the jugular, but said, hey, if you've already made the decision, do you want to meditate and fast and pray for the next 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And decide whether or not you're actually saying what I hear you saying, or do you want to go ahead and make the decision? I mean, you don't walk into a grocery store and say, hey, this is my perceived need, these are the groceries, but let's go out in the car and sit and think about it for a while.
Right.
No, you make the purchase. And I think that if we keep people honest and say, look, well, this is what I would suggest. I was at an appointment yesterday, and the gentleman said, and I said, this is what I would suggest doing based on, we shared a few product stories of what other people have done. And he said, well, I haven't reviewed that information that, you know, you already sent me via email. How about I look at that and I'll get back to you guys. And my friend Larry, he didn't miss a beat, and said, well, how about I call you on Thursday? I'm just going, Larry, that was really wise. And he said, man, Vance, I'm a salesman. He said, I'm not going to wait for them to call me back because they're just not going to get to it. So if I put a date on it and say, no, I'm going to call you on Thursday, let's get this thing set up and get you up and running and get you going, because otherwise you're going to continue down this road and there's not going to be any change. And this guy's got some stuff that he needs nutritionally to make some changes. And there's some other factors that he could definitely utilize a lot of Nikan solutions, and but we need to put it. We need to kind of help them make that decision
without
being forceful.
Right, and I mean, that's all the things. Water. I mean, even I don't drink as much water as I could, and I've been told for years, Val, you need to drink some more water. And if nobody's there to tell you that, you know, and you need to tell your clients that, you know, or touch base with them just to say, drink more water, because what happens is, the products can't work if they don't do their part. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll lose interest or something else. They hear about something else, and then they'll waver, and it's not working. And so there's the interest going, and you start talking about auto shift. I mean, they're not even going to think of that. So that's what I'm saying. What I'm learning is you got to keep in touch more often, and it's extra to do, but, you know, this is the business which you have to do if you want to keep it going. Because sometimes you just come in there calling about one thing, and then they say, hey, I need this, I need that, and I need the other, and, you know, you just get on some more things. So, you know, being in touch more often is the help.
Yeah. Yeah, so that follow-up comes in again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember at times in the past, I've even told people, said, look, at any point, if you think I'm being a pest, you need to tell me as a friend,
mm-hmm.
and even just as an acquaintance.
But they like it when you call. They like it when you call because they're either doing something or they had a question and they wouldn't call you. And then when you're on the phone saying how you doing, they say, "Hey, look, for the Jade Green. Now, this, you know, how do I take that again?" You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you just remind them, you know, of the right way to do it or whatever. If your issue's getting worse, then take more of it. I mean, sometimes they won't. They need to take more of it, but they don't know to take more of it. And then you just tell them, you know, just increase your dosage on that.
And just an extra tip, and I think most people listening right now know this, but we need to remember when you said the gentleman who was only taking one scoop, You're going, no. We need to follow the directions written on the label.
Mm-hmm.
And the directions on every single one of Neekin's organic-based nutritional products, and even with the hair care and the skin care, the directions are on most of the labels, and those are geared, hair care and skin care is a little different on this one, but the nutritional items, those are engineered and designed for 150-pound adults. So if somebody weighs 300 pounds, and they're thinking that, hey, I'm going to just get by with two immunity, not so. And if you're going to take the immunity for the maintenance, not for rehabilitation and rebuilding the immune system, but just for maintenance, that's going to take that 300-pound person, it's going to take them 4 a day. Because, again, it's geared for a 150-pound person. And I know people that are just like that. They only use one scoop of the shake. Say, man, you're going to get hungry.
And what happens is people are really stuck up on taste. You know, that product needs to do what it needs to do. And if you're going to add things for taste, you're interfering with the ingredients in that. And they're not working as well as maybe they should be. And then you're saying, well, the product didn't do it that good for me or whatever. But you're adding things. You're putting a banana in it. You're doing this and you're doing that and trying to make it taste better. And you're interfering with the ingredients that are designed to deal with your body.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, 100%. And if you just go by what's on the label, sometimes we have to help people understand that.
Mm-hmm. And even if you don't like it, if you don't like the taste, you don't like it, this is what your body needs. Just go through it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. Just go through it, and it's only for 10 seconds. Just drink it,
yeah.
And just go through it, and then go ahead about your day,
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was telling about it was a guy that came in. He had something, and a doctor had something for him, some kind of herb for him, and it was horrible. It really was. I mean, you would not touch it. Because once you smell it was enough to just say, no, I'm not going to even think of that. But if he took it, he got better. He would get better and feel better. And, and so it's kind of like that. You just, I hate to do this. I don't like the smell of this stuff, and I don't like the taste of it. But, you go through 5 minutes of that, and you're good to go. So it's that kind of thing that you have to, it's not that that bad. I mean, it wouldn't be, I don't know. People have different taste buds, and, when they don't like something, sometimes they don't like it, And we had a lady last night, and we tried her to let her taste the vanilla, and she just said, I need chocolate, I mean, so. But, the tongue, boy, I tell you.
Lance, I had a question for you.
Go ahead, please.
When you mentioned about additional dosage for weight, are you suggesting that that's true for everything? So, for example, liver, instead of 3, it would be 6?
You can muscle test yourself for that in general, if you like to. You can muscle test yourself. You hold your fingers together and just, do I need 3 of these? Do I need 4 of these? You go that route. That's the best way to tell for your body. Because otherwise, you're just guessing anyway.
Well, without going back to this bundle that's going to be introduced here, let me just give you my opinion on that and what I've heard from Dr. Jackson on the subject of a liver cleanse or a liver detox. This is a no-brainer, folks. Our friends Alan and Kathy in Hawaii, they start, when it comes to nutritional products, they start with the liver. Because the fatty deposits on our liver, it's not working, and all of a sudden it gets all clogged up. And let's just use this as an analogy, okay? I know sheet metal, okay? I'm a third-generation tin bender. When you put a gutter, or as they say up in the New England states, an eaves trough, okay, the eaves troughs on the house, and they can be pristine and they can be clean, but if that downspout is clogged, the piece of pipe that carries the water from the gutter down into the ground or dumping out onto the ground, if it's clogged, It's not going to, that gutter doesn't, it ain't going to do you any good. It's still going to overflow. And what I use that illustration to point out the fact that if our liver has got fatty deposits on it, and let's take a 300-pound person for the sake of the analogy, and they say, well, I'm going to jump into the Vital Balance, and I'm going to, yeah, they'll start dropping weight really quickly. But if they want to really, really get the results that that product was designed to do as far as all the other benefits for weight management, they will accelerate their results so many times over by start taking 6 of the liver. Double the dosage because their weight's double what it should be on that label. But yeah, and take them according to how it states on the bottle. Take one prior to each meal. I think that's what the directions say, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I did I usually try to do it once a year or twice a year. I'm very careful about what I eat. Someone even asked me the other day when I was munching on a bag of popcorn. They said, Vance, I just can't believe you'd eat popcorn. And I went, what? I said, you think I'm a purist that I wouldn't eat popcorn? I mean, give me a break. Popcorn's like, you know, it's an Ethiopian candy. You know, I eat it all the time. It's like a staple in our house. I don't know what planet you're on. But I don't like all the extra butter and the extra salt. Just the popcorn is great. You know, it's a nice, clean snack food. And they just couldn't believe I was eating popcorn. I thought, oh, I don't know, again. But if we'll utilize something like the liver in combination, we're going to accelerate the results because we're cleansing that organ. And if we can get the liver cleansed, it's going to function better. Everything else will function better. And, again, that's just my opinion. But I know from what reading these labels that everything is geared for a 150-pound person. But I do like what you're saying, Al, that we can energy test, but a lot of people don't understand how to do that, and it's very simple. You can Google muscle resistance testing, energy testing for nutritional products, you know, and you're going to see a lot of easy ways to do it.
Yep.
It's kind of hard to do it over the phone because people can't quite see.
Right, yeah, we can't see. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Excellent question, by the way. And I recognize that voice, but I didn't catch the name.
This is Bronson.
That's what I thought I got. I that sounds like a say, but I didn't want to say. So thank you, Ron. Excellent question. Excellent question. Okay.
And that's another good reason. That's another good reason you check on your clients and ask them, you know, because sometimes they do things and it needs to be a change, you know, but they don't know that unless you tell them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got two people that I encountered this week, and both of them started taking the Vital Balance, and they said it really it made them constipated. It messed up their stool. And I said, you know, let me check on that. But there could be a lot of factors. And he said, this one gentleman said, do you think water has anything to do with it? Because I know I don't drink enough water. I said, yeah, well, is the Pope Catholic? I mean, that's kind of a silly question. And because if somebody's not drinking enough water, and all of a sudden you introduce a formula like the Kenzen Vital Balance, which is loaded with probiotics to help cleanse out the body, and if we're not hydrating all those toxins, and, well, it's going to be like an overload, almost like a toxic dump, and I'm not trying to be gross, and no pun intended, but it's a toxic flush, and if our body's not hydrated to help, you know, get the extra water in there, then, yeah, that's going to mess up the stool. And, you know, there may be a side effect to that. But if we're well hydrated, since I've been using the KVB since the last 4 years, I've not once ever, I mean, I'm just like, you know, consistent Charlie. I mean, it's just whoosh. It's a smooth thing, and it's normal. So, got to do what you got to do. So, hey, gang, if there's no more questions, I think we kind of shared a lot. I'm sure there's a couple things we've missed, as always. But, again, thank you, Ron, for the great question. And I want to encourage everybody. Take advantage of what is about to come. Kind of gear up your mindset. Please, and I know, Al, you would agree with me 100% on this one, please don't wait until, like, you know, April 15th or, you know, the middle of, you know, May, second week of May to say, oh, yeah, I should really look into that bundle that Nathan's
mm-hmm.
talking about. Don't do that. It's going to start the beginning of April. There are going to be a lot of really fun incentives and perks to utilizing this ourselves and then also sharing it with other people. And I think one of the greatest mistakes that I've made during my approaching 25-year career with NECAN, we can never assume where people are at financially. We can never assume where they're at mentally and physically and all the other, you know, words that end with L-Y. We can't assume anything. We need to present them the solutions that NECAN has and let them decide. Let them decide what they want to do. And then follow up. And what was the third one? Follow up. We got to keep
following.
And you'll
be surprised because we've done that. We've written off a person. We wrote a person off. Say, oh, no, that's a waste of time. She doesn't. And so we were talking about it. She joined the group, and we told one lady we'd give her some water. And she said, well, can I have some too? We said, sure. We gave her some water. She came back the next time saying her nails were dark. And she drank the water, and her nails started lighting up. And she started ordering stuff left and right. And Sandra and I would just go, wow, we never thought she would do anything. So you just never know. You really don't. And you can't prejudge people. That's the thing.
And
you got to go through it and give them your all and you know, just go where it is.
Yeah. And I think on that same note, we can't set and hold somebody's hand until they make a decision. Because if we've been trying to help somebody for 6, 9, 12 months,
mm-hmm.
and they can't see the value of it, that would, to me, in my opinion, would be a waste of time. I'm not calling anybody a waste of time, but in my opinion, we need to say, hey, I'll check back with you. However, there's a bunch of other people that I really feel obligated to see, but, you know, I will check back with you. And give them a few days or a couple weeks or, you know, whatever the time frame may be. But check back with them. But if they can't reach a point of decision on their own, you know, we could handicap ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
But then they come running when it's too late, when they're in trouble. They're banging your door down.
Oh, yeah.
Help me.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. That's when the perceived need goes from a perceived need to not a perceived. There's no perception at all. It's just the demand. That,
right. Exactly.
You know, things,
exactly.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Certainly here. Okay. Now, somebody told me a while back that to have them start with the water and the liver before having them even go on the KBD. Is that correct? Or?
Al, I'm going to let you answer that first.
Go on the water. Well, anytime you go on the water, your body needs the water, period,
yes,
because you're...
The water, but to detoxify themselves is what I'm saying.
So if I hear you correctly, Shirley, you're saying that before they even touch the KVB, it would be
yes.
best to do a liver detox, a liver cleanse. I don't know about you, Al, but I think the two can work, you know, congruently, hand in hand, because the second, the split nanosecond that you give somebody a glass of water, either out of our sports bottle or the waterfall, that nanosecond, because of its molecular structure, it gets absorbed into the body. And again, you can show this with an energy test, and we do it all the time, that it absorbs in there and it gets in there. We don't need to go 2, 3, 4 weeks on the water before we start it. No. Get them drinking the water, even if they're, you know, while they're waiting for their waterfall, their sports bottle, if we have to cart them jugs of water, they need to come over with their own jugs and get going. They're hydrated at that point, if they'll start consuming. And for some people, you know, you kind of have to ease them into it, because they're not going to be drinking half their body weight in ounces right out of the get-go, especially if they don't drink anything. And I'm meeting people right and left that say, oh yeah, well, I don't drink that, but I definitely don't drink water. Well, what do they drink? And you're finding all kinds of just silly responses. But to wait, to go too long, you know, a few days, maybe a week, to start on the liver and the water, I mean, that would be a good order before they start. Yeah, they're going to get better results because their liver's already going to be set up. But at the same time, I wouldn't go too much longer, just my opinion, because I you know, especially if you order the stuff. Let's just say, for an example, a waterfall and then the liver and the KVB and a couple other things on a separate auto ship order, because the 25% will definitely offset the extra shipping cost. I mean, by far. And to be able to go that route right out of the gate and say they wait a few days before they start the KVB, yeah, I would agree with you on Shirley on that, but not more than a week at worst case scenario. Al, what are your thoughts?
Not going along with that. I mean, but to me, it's always the water, and then, you know, the other things will follow. I mean, the water do so many things. Then everybody's body is so different and has different issues that, you know, you almost can't do what somebody else did, so to speak, because everybody's body is so different.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing about the whole thing.
Yeah, and some people will absolutely, and you and Sandra probably never encountered this, but people will absolutely lie, you know, about what they eat or what they don't eat. You know, I heard of a guy yesterday that he's known at his church as the donut guy. He picks up the donuts. And you'll love this. He picks up an extra 2 dozen just for himself. And
wow.
That day, usually what this gentleman said, told me, is he eats a dozen himself on his way to church. And I don't know how far he's got to go to get these donuts. I thought donut shops were pretty much everywhere. But maybe he goes to a specialty place. I don't know. But he eats a dozen himself, and then he eats the second dozen later. I don't know if it's in the same day. But 2 dozen he consumes himself.
Wow.
Now, maybe those are donut holes. I'm not sure. But even a dozen donut holes is quite a bit for one person. And 2 dozen, but a person like that, or a person who's on a lot of medication, or a person who consumes a lot of adult beverages, their liver is toast.
Yeah.
It's really working hard. And people think, okay, well, that's why you cleanse the liver. No, no, no. If you're eating a lot of sugary, starchy, just yucky foods, and some people can be at their ideal weight, and they can get away with eating junk. Well, their liver is taking the brunt of that. And it would be wise to, you know, give that a good cleansing right off the bat, because we you know, we just know that, hey, that's a good place to start. So, anyways, we've gone long.
You guys have done a terrific job here.
Well, thank you, Shirley. As always, you're one of my greatest cheerleaders, and I feel obligated to write you a check every week just for the flattery, you know, and the compliment.
Oh, I know if I didn't ask this question, it was going to haunt me the rest of the thing, you know, so I thought, well, I'm going to ask it.
Yeah, no, and I... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't know if I was unmuted or whatever. I just have this thing rolling around in my head. Al had mentioned a lot of people go, yeah, too, like I said, chocolate. I found that people go, ew, yuck, when they'll pick nasty stuff from the doctor and choke it down, that stuff that would make me throw up. I mean, they'll do chemotherapy, which it makes them throw up and their hair fall out. And they're okay with that. But my understanding is when they get something really good for them and their body's going through yuck, that after a while they'll get to like it if you can just get them past that point. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. Al, what about you?
Yeah, I'll go along with that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I love Big Green Gun, but I had a grown woman that made all kinds of nasty little 2-year-old icky faces, you know. I'm just like, seriously? I love this stuff. It's just delicious. My children love it. So,
yeah. Well, and again, deferring right back to what the label says on the jade greenzyme. Now, I take a half a teaspoon. It's the very first thing. I mean, I bumble my way through the kitchen before I even turn the lights on, and I know exactly where it's at in the cabinet. And I take an immunity. I pop that capsule open, dump it under my tongue, and then a half a teaspoon of the jade's right behind. It's the very first thing that enters my body. I mean, I'm not even awake, you know, 5 or 10 minutes max. I mean, I don't even use the restroom first.
I sent some to my son when he was deployed in Iraq, and when they had the old packet.
Yep.
And he kept it in his side pocket of his pants. You know, EMTs and stuff had those, and military guys. And he kept those, and he said, boy, that was his whole body just went, yahoo! And he was so thankful for those.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those things that you know what your body needs once you start utilizing it. And if people, you know, make the funny faces, let's read the label and say, hey, how can we take this product? Well, the Jade Green says right on it, mix a teaspoon with you know, Pymag water. I think it actually specifically says Pymag. I don't have the jar in front of me, but mix it with water and drink it down. Or I believe it gives the option of juice. You know, I think, maybe, I could be wrong, maybe somebody's got it in front of me and you could help correct me. But the same thing on the Kenzen Vital Balance. It says to mix it with water, or, there's an or there, or your beverage of choice. Almond milk is a great beverage of choice. I wouldn't go too far and use regular milk on that. You know, I just wouldn't, you know, I just wouldn't. That's just my, we don't need dairy. We you know, after we're weaned. And it creates a lot of other things. Try and go with what it says on the label as far as instructions, because that's the way you're going to maximize the benefits. And as far as the face, it does. I tell people all the time, hey, it'll take you maybe 2, 3, 5 days at the long end to get used to dumping jade greenzymes under your tongue. But if you want to maximize the benefits at the greatest financial, you know, reward for you, that's how you can, you know, you can use less of the product and still get the same benefits, because of it goes through the saliva ducts right into the bloodstream a lot faster than going into the digestive tract. But at the same time, it's really, really handy to do bowls or also, and I've done that over the years, is, you know, I'll rinse out the container, the little cup that my wife, because I mix hers up with half water and half a little bit of juice just to curb the flavor. But because she doesn't like the flavor of it. I love the flavor of it, but my body has adapted to it, and it only took me a few days. Same thing with the Vital Balance. You know, if that doesn't agree with your palate, well, tweak it a little bit. But try and keep it as pure as possible, because that's when you're going to get the greatest results. And I know for myself, dropping 10 pounds in 2 months, and I wasn't even trying, using the shake 2 to 3 times a week, and I didn't cut out some of my bad habits. And all my jeans now are really loose. I've had to go find some belts. It's just, you know, and I don't mean that to poke fun, or some of you may be struggling. I'm just telling you, I just, you know, added the new formula, and the results are there. So, Al, thank you so much. I only asked you to give a few minutes of your time, and you gave us quite a bit more than that. I want to remind everybody regarding the promotions that Nikan has coming. We've got a Paleo Bar promotion coming. I think it goes into effect starting on Monday, or is it the last 11 days of the month? Do the number crunching for yourself, okay? If you've got a customer, we have one that orders 4 boxes on auto ship every month.
Wow, that's good.
Okay, yeah, it's good. Well, I'm going to pop her a note and say, hey, by the way, we've got this bar special. Don't order them via auto ship. Just place a regular order, and I'm going to get a free box, and I'll give it to you. Because I can afford to buy our own bars. I don't need the freebie box. That's going to be a win-win for her, and she may buy 6 boxes. I don't know, and I'll give her 2 free boxes. But yep. You don't have to give away your free boxes, but for every box that your customer buys or orders, regular price, not auto ship. They just place a regular order, and if they order other nutritionals or other whatever, regular order, then you're going to get a free box as the consultant. And it's multiples of 3. They don't have to order 3. Jane can order one. Bob can order two. Well, that's a total of three. You get a free box. It's regular ordering, not on auto ship. And but I don't know why somebody would want to pay more. So you're going to have to educate them a little bit and say, hey, I'll tell you what. If you regularly order two a month, why don't you order three and I'll give you half of the free box. You know, or I'll give you the free, whatever you want to do to promote it. It's a good way to do it, good way to, you know, upsell the thing. And it's a nice way to kind of finish out the month and get people addicted to the bars, because they're absolutely fantastic. I mean, absolutely fantastic, especially for those people who are looking for organic-based. Now, if you're looking for a, you know, just a snack bar to inhale, go to Costco and buy the big box. I think one of the Nature Valley ones is on sale right now, or in a few days. But if you're looking for organic base, this is a much better way to go. There's nothing else that compares to it.
I think if you can find people that are really interested in organic, then that's a winner.
Yeah, because if they're just interested in a snack bar that you can buy at, you know, Dollar Tree or at the dollar store, you know, for 20 cents a bar, that's not the clientele you're looking for.
Right.
Yeah, and they're out there. Trust me, the gap is widening between those who eat junk and those who don't eat junk. The division is getting bigger and bigger, and they're either at one side of this, you know, fence or the other. The line is getting really, really defined.
And you will be amazed at the number of candy bars in that business, the volume that they have. You will be amazed at the numbers on that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's nothing but sugar.
Yeah.
And when I go in the store and see somebody put a 5-pound sugar bag on the counter, I go like, wow, well, they just don't know. And, I mean, it's amazing what people are doing to themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And
sugar, if you want to watch a great, great documentary, it's on Netflix. I'm sure it's even on YouTube right now. It's called Fed Up. And it's all about what the sugar industry has done in our country. And there are a lot of people, a lot of advocates that they're screaming. But I'll tell you, the lobbyists for the sugar industry and for those companies that are utilizing sugar as one of their main products, it's a real fascinating thing. But you
Because I mean, I used to be a Snickers man, you know. And, I mean, really, and they would make the bar smaller, but I never would understand they would raise the price. And you would think if they cut off an inch, I mean, they would save millions. And then they upped the price on the bar. I mean, it was amazing.
But you being a marketing guy, you knew better, but you still fell prey to it, didn't you, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have fallen prey to those things. All of us. And we go, wait a second, what are they doing? But remember, pound of apples or a pound of potato chips? Which costs more? And what's better for you? What's going to sustain you? You know? And it's quite fascinating when you think about it. I'm not against potato chips, all right? But there's really nothing in them that's any good for you. So Al Thornton has been our guest on this special elongated edition of Saturday AM Live. And if you got somebody that you wish you could have called them or texted them or said, man, I wish Vance would have sent his email out earlier so I knew what the topic was going to be today, www.saturdayamlive is the website where all the recordings get posted. And Steve Crowfoot, our webmaster, does an excellent job of putting pictures up there and making it really easy to find, and just click here, the bold red print, boom, right there, and the playback will start. And and hopefully this has been educational to you. I want to encourage you again, take advantage of this, gear up for it, because it's going to be huge. And for those of us who are earning our way, we're not it's not a lottery, but those of us who are earning our way to Japan, this is going to be a really, really vital piece of the puzzle for us gaining more customers and building that solid base to not only get the quality enrollment done each month, but to building and helping other people advance to silver. Because when you crunch the numbers, it's not going to take very many people utilizing a bundle like this, and we start adding and building teams of people, and before you know it, we'll have those four silvers broken out, and we'll be making the travel arrangements for Japan. So I know, Al, I know you and Sandra are going to be on that plane with Stacy and I, and I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
So thank you again, Al. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Saturday, if not before. I don't think there was anything else I needed to announce. No, I think I got it all covered. So thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vance.